Indians and the Twins at Target Field on Tuesday. Phil Hughes has already given up a run in the first, and his defense is doing him no favors.
Ramirez sends one high in the air, fairly deep right center. Kepler's back, drifts onto the warning track, dropped the ball! How about that? Brantley scores, Ramirez is into second.
Lonnie strokes one into right field to base hit. Hosey scores standing, and Lonnie makes that error hurt even more.
The pitch swung on and smoke. It is gone. A two-run home run to right center for Jose Ramirez. Runners at first and second, one out. Frankie Lindor, the pitch. Lindor sends a drive toward the gap in right center. It's going to get down, and it is going to go all the way to the wall. El Monte scores. Santana scores. It's a two-run triple to right center for Frankie Lindor. Here's Edwin Encarnacion. Swung on, hit deep to left. Wow, look at it go. And it's 11-4 Indians.
Indians bludgeon the Twins 11-4. Two more hits for Francisco Lindor, who extends his career-long hitting streak to a dozen games. It was another hitless night, meanwhile, for Byron Buxton. But he did manage not to strike out in a game for the first time all season in a game that he started. The Indians put up 11 runs against the Twins on Tuesday night, and Minnesota virtually had no chance. Here is Roberto Perez talking about the team's offense against Minnesota.
Everybody was taking great ABs. We put up some great ABs against the starter. We just feel like every time we come here, they outplay us. So I think the key for tonight was being aggressive and stay within ourselves, and it worked out tonight.
Michael Brantley missed a big portion of the 2016 season, including the entire postseason. Here is teammate Francisco Lindor on what having a healthy Brantley means to this already potent lineup.
A lot easier. It calmed me down a lot watching Brantley and talking to him and picking his brain to see what he's going to do with different pitchers. And I learned from him. I watch him every time, and I like that he's behind me. Hopefully he can stay healthy and continue to do his thing, because he's one of the best hitters in the league.
It was something of an uneven performance for Josh Tomlin on Tuesday night, but he was backed by plenty of run support in the Indians' 11-4 win. Here is Indians skipper Terry Francona.
I mean, we jumped out and, you know, got three and caught a break in the first inning, but scored three. You know, and then they come right back with two. But then he really settled down and did a really good job. And like, you know, a lot of times he doesn't walk people and you can't run on them. And he started mixing pitches up and, you know, started he used both sides of the plate, used his off speed and gave us six and probably could have gone more. I think we just felt like, you know, after the last game where he only threw 40, he started getting out. You know, he's at 85 already. That was probably plenty.
The first inning was a rough one for Josh Tomlin, but it could have been a lot worse. Here is the Indian starter on escaping that first inning and on his overall effort for the night.
It was huge, especially when guys put up three runs early in the first like that. You want to go out there and put up a zero as quick as you can, get them back in there, let them keep the rhythm they had going on. But, you know, unfortunately it didn't happen quite like I wanted to, but we still had the lead after the first, so then able to battle back after that and throw some more, and the bats heated up. And at that point, I was just going out there trying to execute pitches, keep him off the barrel, and try to get as deep as I could in the game.
Following his first plate appearance on the night, Jose Ramirez then changed bats, and it could have helped him homer later in the game. Here is Ramirez talking about that switch.
You know, sometimes you don't feel so good with your bat. Like, you use it in batting practice, and it's okay, but then you don't feel as good with it, so you change it. And I got the home run with that one.
Trevor Bauer takes on Edelberto Mejia on Wednesday.